slap parade. Guy owns our cities, but Kansas City, he's special, man. And it's that time. It's time for us to kick in with the show, Reggie and Wayne, on a Wednesday. And joining me, my friend and brother, Mr. Wayne Hodges, the editor and chief of www.massappealnews.com. Good morning, Wayne. What's up? What's up?
Good morning, my brother from another mother. How you doing?
You know what's funny? I was on Maine yesterday. And why is it that I cannot pass by Gates Barbecue without thinking about you, man?
We're supposed to meet there.
And you know we're not supposed to eat that anymore, so.
I know, yeah, I heard.
But, man, I wanted some ribs so bad last night.
And that's because of Terry. Terry Allen and her fitness tips, and we'll be getting to her shortly.
Yeah, we'll say that for that time. We'll just, until that time, we'll just act like it doesn't exist.
Oh, wow. Well, as customary, we have a very full show here on Reggie and Wayne on a Wednesday. And I'm going to run the lineup, then we'll get to our special guest. We've got lots to talk about. Before I do so, Reg, you know today is tax day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
April the 15th. But guess what else is going on today?
What else is happening today?
Fast food workers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, man, that is massive, isn't it?
Man, check this out. Today is Fight for 15. It's April the 15th, and fast food workers want $15 an hour. Instead of the minimum wage of $7.50 that they're getting now, they want double.
You know, it's a shame if that happens. I may have to go to the fast food industry because that would be more than I
think a lot of people can walk off the job, go to Burger King, McDonald's. $15? So we'll talk a little bit about that later. Coming up, we have a very special guest. We'll talk to reality TV star Toy Troutman Walker. We'll get into what's going on Bravo's Newlyweds, the first year. And we'll also talk a little bit about lupus and relationships and love and how blacks are depicted on television in terms of relationships and stuff like that. So we'll talk a little bit about that stuff. And then at the top of the hour, we'll get with Cheryl Dorsey. You remember Cheryl, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, she's the retired police sergeant in Los Angeles. She's going to join us to talk about the police officer in South Carolina who shot and killed an unarmed black man last week. And I don't know if you saw the video, Reg.
You know, I saw portions of it, and everybody that I've talked to or heard speaking of it said it's just painful to watch, but they keep watching it, trying to see if there's any rationalization to it.
Wow, you need to see the video. It's bad, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. And then at the bottom of the hour at 8:30, we'll bring on Terry Allen and her health and fitness tips, which is the reason why yours truly and Reggie B can't go to Gates anymore and enjoy that beef on bun and those greasy fries. And but you know what? I feel better since Terry joined us on the broadcast. So that's our show this morning. We also, Reggie, we got to invite some calls. I've been taking some heat. I've been overbooking these shows, and people saying they call and can't get in. And yada, yada, yada. Reg, you know what? I should give away something.
Go ahead and make them happy. Make them happy.
I'll give away something. And, you know, the Royals are undefeated. Hey. We can give away some Royals tickets. But anyway, let's move on.
Hey, you give away some tickets, I'll give away some gear. We'll make two or three people happy this morning.
Our undefeated Royals. Undefeated. So anyway, Cassie, let's go ahead and get started with the show and our very special guest this morning. She is a jack of all trades. She's an entrepreneur. As I mentioned earlier, she stars on the reality TV show Newlyweds the first year. We'll talk a little bit about her business ventures. We'll also talk about how blacks are depicted in terms of relationships on TV. Is it good? Is it bad? I mean, we got plenty to talk about with our very special guest. She's also the family member of a couple members of the group Zap, you know, at Roger Troutman. So very special guest, and with that, Kansas City, let's welcome Toy Troutman Walker to the Good Morning Show. How you doing today?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, thanks for waiting patiently, because, you know, I go on these little rants when we first start every Wednesday morning, and I kind of go through the lineup, and and I was on time. Thank goodness. Reggie, I was on time, right?
You were good today.
I was on time.
You did good. I didn't have to do that wake-up call.
Right, me too. I was on time.
And Toy was on time.
And Toy is out west in Cali. I mean,
wow.
Right now.
Right.
Yeah, I think she mentioned it. 5:30.
Ooh, Toy, I'm so sorry we had to wake you up so early.
I know, right? That's okay. I'm on my third cup of coffee already. I'll be wired all day.
You got any Red Bull?
I don't.
No?
That's a good idea. I think I'll get some of that as well because I'm still sleepy.
Red, you're going to ship her some Red Bull. We'll ship her a case of Red Bull and also some Gates Barbecue since we can't eat it.
Now, like, I can eat it.
No, you look good.
That's what I was going to say. You're gonna,
okay, that's because I don't eat it. Right?
You're going to put it on, because we can't, you're going to put it on someone else? That's not right.
No, I'm lying. I just had some barbecue yesterday. Let me quit playing.
Ooh, see. Is Cali Barbecue, is it good?
You know, there's a good place out here, or two, called, there's one called Dickie's that I like a lot, but then there's one called Famous Dave's. I don't know.
Yeah, we have that here as well.
Okay.
And it is good.
Yeah, we got Famous Dave's.
Right?
Now, you haven't tried Gates Barbecue, have you?
I have not tried Gates.
Oh, Reg. We gotta get some.
Can
out
you
there,
ship
Cali.
Barbecue? Does that work?
Oh, yeah. They freeze dry.
Yes.
They got a way that they can ship it. Yeah, with dry ice, I believe is how
That's
they
a
do
shame.
It.
Absolutely, because President Barack Obama, he has it shipped here. All the time from Kansas City.
Oh shoot!
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Now we might have to arrange that after the show.
Well, speaking of the show, and I saw you last night, and I want to start by saying congratulations on being a newlywed.
Thank you.
And you and your husband look happy.
We definitely are. We have our moments which we, perform for everybody with our argument, but...
Oh, man, last night you were upset. I mean, I know you guys... I mean, you were basically forced to move.
Wayne, I was boiling. I was like, if you do not get that table... up out of this great room. Talk about my closet cannot go in my bedroom. Did you hear him tell me to put my closet in the garage?
Yeah, I saw him walk out, too.
Okay, he was acting up. He was throwing out.
But you know what, Reg? And Reg, you can... you know what, Toy? You talked to the right person, Reg, who's been married. Reg, how long have you been married?
55 years.
Come
and
on,
I'm Reg. 52. You have to count marriage. No, I'm not going to say that. I would be in trouble. I was about to
See,
say you have to count marriage
now.
Years like.
And so I get Reggie in trouble all the time in his marriage.
I see how you just set him up and he fell right in.
Hey, Reggie, do your wife, does she want me fired from the show? You got me to tell the truth.
No. You know, because she's at work early, I don't think she hears all of this. So, you know.
Now, you know her friends call her and tell her what happened.
Oh, boy. Because Wayne, I tell you.
Oh, man. But Reggie,
I'm going to have to put you on hold a second here, Wayne. We need to have a off-the-line conversation.
And we'll go ahead and let Toy host the next 20 minutes.
Hey, don't do that. Because I'll be on here talking about some or whatever.
But wow, Toy, in all seriousness, your family's doing well. You had a son who just graduated from Howard.
Yes, I'm very proud of him. He graduated from Howard. And, you know, it's not depicted on the show, but he is insulin-dependent diabetic, and he has been diabetic since he was 5. So he had a whole bunch of crazy health challenges, and he persevered. You know, a lot of people would have left. I mean, he had organ failure. He had a whole lot of stuff that he had to go through. And a lot of people would have given up, and he didn't. And I'm just so proud that he, not only that he graduated from Howard, but that he had that stick-to-itiveness that got him through.
Yeah. And speaking of health issues, you're dealing with one of your own, lupus. And I didn't know you had lupus. I mean, I've been watching the show for a while. Can you tell the listeners what lupus is and what it is you're dealing with?
Sure. It's, you know, lupus is another one of those autoimmune diseases that unfortunately plague us more so than any other group.
When you say us, you talking about African-American?
African-American.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. African-American women, to be exact.
Oh, okay.
So, of course, men do have it, but for the majority of the cases are ethnic females. And you know what? It's characterized by joint pain, fatigue, and then because it's systemic, it can basically attack any system. So the word lupus means mark of the wolf, and it attacks its own. And that's essentially what your body is doing, attacking itself. So my body basically treats healthy cells as though they are diseased or problematic and tries to kill them.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And so that causes you to go through any number of issues depending on what system is under attack. So it's been, you know, ocular, it's been digestive, it's been connective tissue, it's just all over the place.
And you posted a very inspirational video on BravoTV.com where you kind of talk about, you know, your struggles with lupus, and your husband, very supportive.
He is awesome. I mean, it's really, you know, it's interesting when you're the person who is sick in the sickness and health thing. You know, you kind of want to, I at many points while we were dating, I wanted to kind of relieve him and say, you know, hey, if this is too much, you know, you can leave. I get it. so at any point, you could just go. And he kept saying, so, you know, I wound up really getting into a place where I trust him and that I now know that he's going to be there for me. So that's a really good feeling, and that's something that you definitely want if you have to go through that. I mean, you never know what tomorrow may bring. He may be the sick one, and I will definitely be there for him, but it's really good to know that he does love me and support me, even if I'm not necessarily 100%.
And Kansas City, we're on with reality TV star Toy Troutman Walker. And, you know, you mentioned your husband. And, Reggie, I think it's destiny because Toy and her husband actually had their first date in 1996. And then I guess you guys kind of broke up, whatever.
And well, it was one date.
Okay, one date. Oh, okay, mm-hmm. So just one date. So, Reggie, mm-hmm. check this out. She had one date in 1996. They didn't hook up again. And then thanks to social media... And, Reggie, I'm going to go ahead and give a shout-out to social media because, you know, that's how MassAppealNews.com makes its living. Thanks to social media, she was able to reconnect with what's now her husband 15 years later, Reg.
Wow.
And they got married. So one date in 96, I guess, was the date bad? I guess
the date was amazing.
So what happened?
It was our best date. It was my best date ever. It was his best date ever. You know, I was already divorced with two kids, and he was never married, no kids, and lived 500 miles away.
Oh, okay.
So my thought was, if he were my son, I would be like, boy, don't you do that. Don't you get it? I know she's a nice girl and everything, but you need to go out there and get somebody that doesn't have kids. You know, I know that I would say that. And so I just kind of said, well, you know what, I'm going to set that free. And without talking to me, he kind of thought, well, I don't know if I'm ready to be a dad. So
wait a minute, he told you that?
No. Well, later he did, not then.
Oh, okay, okay.
Without talking to me, he made this decision, and I didn't talk to him either. We just kind of didn't talk. It was like we both had our own internal conversation, and we're like, you know what, that was amazing, but no. And so there went that. And I never forgot him. I just, over the years, would call him the one that got away. But that's just it. He got away, and that was that. He never reached out to me. I never reached out to him. And then one day on Facebook, someone you may know popped up on the right-hand side, and I clicked it.
Wow. And then you guys kind of had a little conversation via social media.
Yep, and then I was like, you know, blast from the past, hey. And then another year went by, and he says, well, I'm coming to L.A. to visit my mom. And I says, oh, well, sure, I'd love to meet your wife. Yeah, let's hook up. And then he said, no, I'm not married anymore. And he had asked me to lunch. And I said, well, no, I'm only free for dinner. And after that, we were inseparable. That was the beginning and the end of the story.
And dinner is way better than lunch.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so you helped him out. Hey, Reg, matter of fact, and Reg, I know you haven't been single since Moses parted the Red Sea, but Reggie, if a woman takes dinner or selects dinner over lunch, you are in like Flint.
Is that a fact?
Boy, I'm writing that down right now. That's a blog.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
So guys can look out for that. Single guys listening to the show.
Yeah, if we only want lunch and coffee, you'll be dating for a while.
And Kansas City, we're on with reality TV star Troy Troutman Walker. And you mentioned some of the chemistry that you and your husband have. And, you know, Reggie, I know we debated on countless shows about how blacks are depicted on TV. And when I watched this show, I mean, you guys, you're very happy. And what I like most about the show is that it shows your disagreements, because we're not perfect.
Right.
Reggie, this is not Disneyland. I mean, there's no happy ending all the time, but sometimes you're going to struggle, whether it's making decisions as a couple, whether it's family members, peers. And I saw your show, I think it was 2 weeks ago, where your husband was around a couple of gentlemen inside a bar.
Yes.
Where they were trying to be, they're trying to be players. I mean, you know, they...
Right, right.
We're all in our 40s, and, well, listen, well, Reggie's in his 50s. Reggie, how old are you, Reggie?
52.
Okay, 40s and 50s. Okay, put that out there.
Trying to make me the old man.
Well,
we're old enough. Let's just be politically correct here, Wayne. We're old enough.
Right. And your husband around his friends, and they're in their mid-40s, and one friend was trying to hit on some young ladies that were in their mid-20s.
Right, right.
So we're not perfect. I guess that's the point I'm trying to make. Yet, you guys have figured out a way to accept each other's flaws, which I think is the key to any successful marriage.
Absolutely.
Can you talk about how blacks are depicted on TV in terms of relationships, that show empires getting a lot of heat? I mean,
but
just
you
your general thoughts.
I feel like we're so used to seeing black couples kind of go back and forth in a disrespectful manner. And
yeah,
this is both in reality shows, unfortunately, and in scripted shows. So we were definitely conscientious about how we portrayed ourselves, because we don't want to come off stereotypically negative. I mean, we don't want it to look like we don't have disagreements, but, you know, even when the cameras aren't here, I just make it a point to be respectful, and Ravon makes it a point to be respectful.
Yeah.
So we definitely make every effort to keep it classy, you know, still get the disagreement solved, but let's kind of show everybody that black people know how to love and respect each other too, and that's really our focus as we navigate through our first year, is maintaining the respect. And you don't really see a lot of it. You know, there's so many different examples of black people in general just being disrespectful to one another, and we're just not about that.
Oh, okay. I hear you. And Kansas City, we're on with Troy Troutman Walker. We can't leave today's show without talking about your business ventures. I mean, you do it all. Hair extension. You just mentioned your husband. He does some mortgage. Does he do it? Is it mortgage banking?
Yeah, he's a mortgage banker.
So he's still doing that?
Yep.
Okay, so how's business? How's the hair business and also the mortgage business in what is probably considered a rebounding market?
Yeah, I think right now is a really good time. Rates are down, and he's always happiest when rates are down. So business is good when rates are down, and that's what's happening right now. Well, you know, that's subject to change. It's kind of an ebb and flow, peaks and valleys thing. I mean, you never know when you wake up what's going to happen on Bloomberg. So he's happy right now. So I'm going to knock on wood and hope that continues so that we can move forward. The hair business, boy, what can I say about that? Black women are responsible for a very large portion of the revenue in the beauty industry, and a vast portion of that now on natural hair care, but also on hair extensions.
Now, let me interrupt you, because I got to give you some mad props. Because, Reg, you heard me on so many occasions. She just said the key line. Black women are responsible in terms of massive
revenue. This is a show by itself.
Well, but, Reg, I got to make this point. It is so refreshing to see an African-American woman owning her respective entity in its business because Koreans have dominated it. Koreans!
In Kansas City, at least.
And, you know, if we have Korean listeners, no offense. No disrespect to Tim. But the bottom line is this is a billion-dollar industry. Not million. Billion.
Billion. Mm-hmm.
Reggie,
and
did I say billion?
Billion.
Unfortunately, in that $1 billion that the Koreans were kind of controlling and maybe still are, there's little education for the buyer because they simply not only don't know about hair, they don't wear it, they don't use it, they don't have a need for it.
That makes it worse.
That makes it worse. So many women are out there blindly buying hair and wondering why it's not working for them. So the focus of Renown Premium Hair is educating the buyer on what she's getting. And you know, we don't necessarily steer you only to the quote-unquote best, but we do let you know, hey, if you don't buy the best, here's what you are getting.
Yeah.
So should you make a choice to buy the best, here's what you get as a result of that. So the good thing about Renown here is, you know, I have customers that don't need to come back for a very long time.
Because
so
it's good.
Very excited
because it's
when
good.
They do return.
It's good stuff. That's why they have to keep coming back. It's good.
Exactly.
It's not that cheap. That cheap.
It's not
stuff.
Cheap.
Yeah.
It's not cheap. We have a saying: good hair ain't cheap, and cheap hair ain't good.
Guys, we've got about 3 minutes.
Oh, Toy, let me write that down. That was good. Okay, Reg, I'm writing.
You can call that.
And Toy, we're gonna go ahead and let you get some sleep out west. And listeners, you can find out more about Toy at BravoTV.com, and also look up her story. And also, ladies, you know, Toy's story is real. You know, get involved in this hair extension business. Own it. Make some money. You can be millionaires. It's a billion-dollar industry. So let's encourage our young ladies. I know we got calls coming in. I'm going to give away some stuff, Red, some tickets. But, yeah, Toy, will you join us in the future, maybe after the season's over?
Absolutely. You call,
okay,
I come.
Okay, so, Red, I'll get in touch with her publicist. We'll bring Toy on right after the season finale. And we love you. Good luck and much success on
and Wayne, in the background, my friend Rufus Troutman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
My cousin Rufus.
Oh.
We call him Cleet. His name is Cleet, okay?
Cleet.
If you really want to tell him that you know him, call him Cleet.
Is it Cleet?
Cleet. All right.
Cleet.
Hey, Reg, you didn't know that Toy had an album, did you?
No, I did not.
Oh, Lord. We need to talk about that.
We have to bring Toy back.
Hey, Toy, we're going to bring you back and talk about your album.
Okay, I'll be there.
All right, thanks for joining us this morning, and I'll be in touch with your publicist. You'll be back right after the season.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll be back in a few seconds with our guest for the next portion, Ms. Cheryl Dorsey.
My name